Welcome, I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator, at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah. Cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And this is On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. And our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning. Well, it's Monday, February 6th. It's 7:34 a.m. and we are all back on the grind again. What a rainy and wet weekend it was. But you know what? We hope that you had a great Super Bowl Sunday. We certainly did. How about those Giants, 21-17? Man, I tell you what, it was a nail biter all night. It wasn't one of those Super Bowl games, DC, that, you know, you could fall asleep on. It was just exhilarating the whole game through.
Yes, it was.
And we had a good time enjoying the game. But you know what's even better than that? What's even better than that is that the next Super Bowl, Super Bowl 47, is going to be hosted in the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? So exciting. You know, everybody's been talking about how New Orleans was really trying to get itself up and going after the destruction that was wrought by Hurricane Katrina. And we all remember that back in August 2005. And local officials are hoping that the arrival of Super Bowl 47 next February will finally put the Big Easy at ease once again. So we're super excited about that. We know it's going to be a grand party. And not only is New Orleans going to be host to the Super Bowl next year, but the NCAA Men's Final Four, which will follow in 2013. They're going to host the committees that are going to estimate the impact of the three events. They're going to have three different events that they're hoping will exceed $1 billion. But they're saying that the NFL, $1 billion, can you believe it? But they're saying that the NFL, they're counting on them to bring most of that money in. But I'm telling you, that is going to be enormous for the city of New Orleans.
And the state.
And the state. You know, it is going to be a huge, huge deal. And it's going to allow people from all parts of the country to descend on New Orleans. And I bet it's going to be nothing but a big Mardi Gras party.
And maybe the Saints will be the first NFL team to play a Super Bowl in their own stadium.
You know, I hadn't even thought about that. How exciting would that be? Well, you know what? That game, I just can't say enough about it. And of course, the halftime show was nothing short of phenomenal. Madonna was absolutely off the chain. And you know, it's always great when you can watch a game that just keeps you on the edge of your seat. And it certainly did. And hats off to the Giants and to all of the players. It was just, it was a defensive battle is what it was. And we were worried for the Giants there for a while, but they pulled it out and just an amazing finish. Well, you know, not only switching gears, is this month, February, the love month. Well, we're not talking about so much Valentine's, but we're really trying to encourage all of you to figure out what self-love means this month, because that's what we're going to be celebrating. We're going to be celebrating self-love, and we're going to talk to lots of people about what that means. In addition to this month being the love month, it's also heart month. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But it's also Black History Month. And I'm telling you, we have got a phenomenal lineup. We have been working on the guest that's going to be coming up this month for literally, months, maybe even a whole year. And so we're going to tell you about that probably on tomorrow. We're super, super excited. This lady is absolutely phenomenal. But this morning, what we're talking about is heart disease. Heart disease, as you know, and we've told you many times, it's the number one killer of women, but not just in the United States, but in every major developed country and most emerging economies. Yet public awareness still remains low. That's why we got to keep talking about it, because although it's the number one killer of women, not only in our countries, but in many major emerging economies, it's still the number one killer. And people still aren't sure about women and heart attacks. And for the first time in 40 years, the number of U.S. women under the age of 54 who die from heart disease is increasing. And fortunately for the millions of women who have been diagnosed or who are at risk, heart disease does not have to be a death sentence. And that's what we're talking about this morning. We're going to talk to an amazing doctor, and she's got a phenomenal book. It's called Smart at Heart, a holistic 10-step approach to preventing and healing heart disease in women. And so, ladies, you know, it used to be a time when we went to the doctor and the doctor just wanted to know about us. But now when we go to the doctor, he wants to know all about our family history, about our mothers and our grandmothers. And this is why these important conversations are critical. We say it every single morning, knowledge is power. And understanding what a heart attack looks like and feels like in women is critical. But more importantly than that, how can we get healthy and whole? And for many of you who listen to the show, you know that we have Dr. Jones on, who's a cardiovascular and thoracic surgeon all the time. And one of the things that we did on air is we did an ultrasound on my neck and our team's neck just to see if there was any blockage, if there was any plaque. And although I have tried to live as healthy of a lifestyle as I know how to live, I still have some blockage, Dr. Jones called it minimal plaque. But when you think about trying to eat healthy and trying to eat right and exercising, it can still happen. And so what we know for many people like myself is that it's probably hereditary. And so this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to explore ways that we can take steps to prevent heart disease and to heal heart disease for women who are having challenges in that area. And to understand what your numbers are, to understand what's going on with your body is really critical. And that's where many of us miss it, because heart disease and heart attacks in women, the symptoms can be so innocent that we could miss it. And they are symptoms that many of us have had and will have. And so this morning we're going to talk about how to get it right, how to understand your body, and how to know when you need to take it a step further. And so when we come back from this break, we're going to introduce you to a phenomenal doctor who's got an incredible story of her own, but is working really hard to help us to become healthy and whole when it comes to our heart. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this. Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the the start. At the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays.
Oh, what?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, switching gears, I want you to talk a little bit about the food addiction series that's coming up on the Dr. Oz show and the correlation between obesity and food addiction.
Well, we're doing a whole series of shows this year, 11 weeks in a row of this new weight loss program that we've launched and planned. Here's the deal. We make mistakes when we sign up for our New Year's resolutions. I know what they are. And so we've crafted ways around them, and they are free. So the first mistake people make is they don't put a very concrete goal on how much they want to lose. Mm-hmm. We can help you figure that out. Number two, they don't keep track of what they're doing. We have a food diary system that's digital that will allow you to quickly drop it down and pick out more than 70,000 foods you may have eaten and keep track of it. Mm-hmm. And number three, you have an environment that helps you or hurts you. And we want the environment to be a healthy one for you. So we are sending you for free a trainer.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Carol Henry Kinder, a Pathway Financial Advisor. And when we talk about financial advisors, Carol Henry Kinder is so on point with helping you to start your retirement program, to help you start saving, and to help you to get on point. If you have not started at this point, it's never too late. If you've got a 401k plan, or if you've been saving and you want to figure out how to grow your money, we want you to start by calling Carol Henry Kinder at Pathway Financial Advisors. The number is 448-8600. Also, Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. And you can phone Kyle if you're in and around Avoyelles Parish by phoning 318-346-6695. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we told you that February, we're going to be talking a lot about women and heart disease. And this morning, we want to introduce you to Dr. Melissa Wood, who is the co-director of the Corrigan Women's Heart Health Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. And she sits on the board of the Northeast affiliate of the American Heart Association. And she's appeared on the Today Show for the national Go Red public service announcement. She lives in Boston, Massachusetts, and she's the new author, she and her co-author, Dimity McDowell, of a holistic 10-step approach for preventing and healing heart disease for women. Smart at heart. Dr. Wood, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Good morning.
So good
to be here.
So good to have you this morning, Dr. Wood. And one of the first things that I want to talk about in your book, and we ask most people who have written a book how the book was birthed, and your story is one of fortitude and courage. And I want you to start by talking about your own journey.
So my journey actually towards my interest in women's health and working with especially women that have multiple disparities began when I was in medical school in Kansas City, working with a really underserved population and seeing how much women just take care of everyone around them, but not themselves. And I continued to sort of follow that theme and see that theme as I traveled in my training to Boston and then in San Antonio, Texas, and then in Nova Scotia. But it actually didn't all really come together until I had my own personal health crisis, which was breast cancer diagnosis at a young age while raising four children and going through a divorce and losing my mom. And all these things sort of happened in a very short period of time. And I found myself feeling really almost out of control. And I said, you know what? This is the kind of thing where you really need to look around you and see who's there to support you to get you through this. And that's when I really recognized that one of the keys to both women and men pulling everything together and making the right health choices involves having the love and support of people around you, of a sense of community, and that we can't do these things alone. And, you know, I've also noticed throughout my career that there were sort of two groups of people, the people that had a smile on their face, they had a supportive network, whether through their church or their family or their friends. And when I'd see those people, and even if they were faced with a very, you know, sort of devastating diagnosis, they seemed to just pull it together and get through and do so much better than the other folks who were alone and kind of miserable and sad and always feeling negative. And I thought, you know, if we can really tap into the power of what it is that gives people that ability to really endure, then we're going to have something we can really contribute to health in general, not only in heart health. And that's really why I created the work that I've done and why I chose to write this book, to really get that message out there.
And so for you, experiencing your own medical issues and being diagnosed with breast cancer at 43, how did you manage to get through that?
I actually initially just thought I'm going to do all the things my doctor tells me to do, and I'm going to try to get enough sleep and take my medicine and have my surgery. And I realized that, you know, as a young woman being faced with that kind of a diagnosis, that just wasn't enough. And what really happened that kind of changed my view was one of my good friends coming over and sitting down on me in the sofa, and she had actually survived ovarian cancer in her early 30s and mm-hmm. had, you know, very, very grim diagnosis and had pulled through. And she said to me, you know, this experience can transform your life and make you stronger. And by you know, tapping into your own inner strength and the strength around you, you can actually, you know, turn this crisis into an opportunity. And she was right. Mm-hmm. And I actually used that opportunity to invigorate my sort of passion to help make life better for others, and really try to share that message in a way that's understandable, that doesn't come across as judgmental or finger-pointing, but it's more like, you know, I've been there too, so let's go through this together.
Wow.
And I think that as a cardiologist, that's a unique approach. And, you know, a lot of what I talk about in my book, as you said, may come across as common sense, but when you hear it from someone, I think, who deals with the devastation of heart disease every day, and I say, wait a second, we've been for a hundred years at least, attacking this heart problem the wrong way. We've been dealing with the end stage consequences and figuring out, you know, solutions to deal with these problems versus actually starting early, maybe even, you know, grade school, high school, mm-hmm. Early, and saying we can kind of prevent this devastation by making the right choices in our lives. You know,
right.
And I think that starts with moms and sisters and you know, aunts and friends mm-hmm. to really help that happen.
Absolutely. And I said to you, I think before the show started, you know, that I felt like it was a good common sense approach. And it was, for me, it was easy to understand, but it was, there are many things that we already know to do. And as you mentioned before, why are we still struggling all these years later? with women and heart disease, and still it being the number one killer of women.
I think that, you know, there have been a bunch of different sort of things that have occurred that have allowed us not to benefit as much as men. And if you look at sort of these curves and graphs that I showed to doctors that show this sort of abrupt decrease in the death rate from heart disease in men starting in like 1980, whereas for women, that decline has been much less pronounced. And in fact, over the past 5 years, the death rate for heart attacks and heart disease in women under 55 is actually going up. And, you know, that's a pretty concerning statistic. But I think that the reason this has happened is, number one, we didn't realize as women that we were at risk for heart disease. So we kind of just thought, well, if I'm having heartburn, it's probably just my stomach, or, you know, I ate something that didn't agree with me. That's a very common thing.
Right.
Or I pulled a muscle. And I think we didn't get in there and get the help. We know women show up at least an hour later than do men when they have a heart attack. And while women are about 80% to 90% of women surveyed said they would call 911 if their loved one was having symptoms of a heart attack, only about 1 in 3 said they would call 911 for themselves. So, I mean, I think the other part is that attitude of we have to be here and take care of everyone at all costs. And I think the big message is if we don't take care of ourselves, we cannot take care of everyone else. Physicians have to take responsibility too. Physicians didn't recognize that young women could have heart attacks or that older women could have different symptoms, not just the typical symptom of, you know, the pressure in the chest. So physicians maybe dropped the ball and didn't make the right diagnosis. And then I think finally, when we look at therapies that are out there, you know, and certainly as a cardiologist, I use the medicines when I have to, but I try to do everything else with the lifestyle first. But when we have to reach out to something like statins, women are still much less likely than men at the same risk to be offered statins by their physicians. So clearly, I think there's a multitude of different sort of misperceptions that have led to this sort of lack of improvement. But, you know, by me writing this book, by the American Heart launching the huge Go Red movement, by people like you having programs like this on their radio programs, it's really helpful in getting that message out there.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, Doctor, I want you to clarify something for us. Statin, what that is, and why women are not getting it as much as men. And then we want to talk about the holistic 10-step approach. And I believe that that's going to be helpful and beneficial to a lot of women who are listening to this program. We're going to have lots more, so stay with us. We're back right after this. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. knowing we all breathe the same clean air. We are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hi, my name is Dr. Lisa Newman. I am director of the Breast Care Center at the University of Michigan, and I specialize in managing breast cancer. And I had a wonderful time working with Carlette Christmas on an on-point interview educating the public about breast cancer.
Hello, this is Dr. Steve Perry. I'm the principal of the Capital Preparatory Magnet School up here in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as CNN contributor. But most importantly, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Academy of Training Skills. And you know what? There are alternatives to prison, and we believe that the Academy of Training Skills is a great place to start. If you heard our show last week, and we're going to be talking about it a lot, Lee Mallett is the owner and operator, founder of the Academy of Training Skills, and they're changing lives through new programs. And what we found out is there are about 300,000 deadbeat dads in our state. And many of them are unable to take care of their kids because they don't have the training and the skills. Well, this is just one of many of the programs that the Academy of Training Skills offers. They are absolutely changing lives. And for more information, to find out more about what they're doing, here's the number you can phone. You can phone 337-366-9976. The number again is area 337-366-9976. Also, Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Brian Kubereau and Associates, serious injuries, well, they deserve serious consideration. If you've been in a car accident, or you've seen car accidents like we do on a daily basis. After church yesterday, we came to work for a little bit. Another accident around the traffic circle. And so we want you to find out what your legal rights are if you've been in an accident. And the number to phone is 318-253-0900 for an attorney that you can trust and you can rely on. Brian Kubereau and Associates is who you need to phone first. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're joined by Dr. Melissa Wood, who's a cardiologist, And she's got an incredible new book. It's a Smart at Heart, a 10-step holistic approach for preventing and healing heart disease in women. And Dr. Wood's breakthrough mind-body approach empowers women to become smart at heart about evaluating their whole life. And one of the things, Dr. Wood, that we were talking about before the break, I wanted you to kind of clear up why there is a disparity in the way that men and women are treated, first of all, for heart disease. You said that more men will get statin as opposed to women. First of all, tell us what that is and why.
So a statin is a medicine that lowers cholesterol. Things like Lipitor that we see on, you know, ads on television all the time for Lipitor, Crestor, those types of medications. And they've been shown very clearly to reduce in someone who has average to elevated cholesterol and other risk factors for heart disease, they've been shown to strongly reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke in women and men. And a big study just came out again last week looking at many, many studies and summarizing them and showed that women benefit just as much as men. However, physicians have, for one reason or another, not offered statins. Only about a third of women who are candidates for the statin that would benefit from it actually receive it. And I think it's an interesting approach where I feel like what I want to do is help empower women to be very proactive, to be able to say to their physician, is this something that I need? Is this something I would benefit from? And maybe in a couple of minutes we can talk a little bit about some of the tips I give in my communication chapter for people to have a better interaction with their physician. But not only are women less likely to get statins, they're less likely to have stents placed in arteries when they present for a heart attack. Stents are the little wire mesh tubes that open up a blockage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also less likely to get potentially life-saving surgery on the valves of the heart. Those are the little flaps of tissue that allow the blood to continue flowing in the right direction through the heart. And when there's something wrong with the valve, the best way to fix it is to either replace it or to repair it. And women, in work that I've done at Mass General, have shown that women are still much less likely than men to receive appropriate valve surgeries. And then if we break it into women of color or women that are Latina, it's even more of a disparity in the treatment. And so what I'm really trying to do is, instead of, I mean, it's one thing to change the minds of the people doing the procedures, but it's another thing to say to the patients, listen, these are the questions you need to ask your doctor so that you can get what you deserve,
type
of treatment.
And so, Dr. Wood, why is this true? Why are women less likely for all of these treatments? Why is that true?
I think, as I mentioned earlier, it's a combination of factors. I think one of the things is that women are less likely to report symptoms. I think women are smaller, our hearts are smaller, our blood vessels are smaller. So some of the treatments, like the stent, the little tube that they mm-hmm. put in the artery in the heart, it may be that your artery is too small for that, and then medications are required. Also, I think sometimes, just in general, women oftentimes don't perhaps present with the same symptoms as men. We know that women are much less likely to have the classic symptom of pressure in the chest when they have a heart attack. So physicians may not feel that this is a sort of a situation where a life-saving treatment is required. So I think there are a number of different problems that exist that lead to this, but I think the best thing we can do, number one, is to prevent the problem, which is what I'm really trying to do with the book. But number two, if you're having a symptom or if you're having a problem, get in there and get it checked out. And if you don't like the answers that you're getting, then go see someone else. Because mm-hmm. you know what? In medicine, the patient is the consumer. And I'm sorry, it's just like business like anyone else. From the perspective mm-hmm. of the consumer, needs to feel satisfied when they're done with their visit with their doctor.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about those 10 bridges to a healthy heart, because that's something that you really stress and talk about in the book.
Sure. So, you know, at the beginning of the book, the first bridge that I really discuss is physical health. And I think most heart books, most heart disease prevention books actually are focused on physical health. And the majority of the book is about that. In my book, because I really wanted to give a lot of credit and focus on some of the other components, I just spend one chapter. There's a lot out there, but I really tried to summarize it and make it very clear. How does it work? What are the risk factors for heart disease? you know, what are the numbers that you should know? And it's very important that every woman know her numbers, which include glucose, fasting glucose, the sugar in your blood,
mm-hmm.
your cholesterol levels, your blood pressure. I cannot overemphasize in African-American women how important it is to have your blood pressure checked regularly, because we know that, you know, 40 to 50% of African-American women, a higher percentage of African-American men, even in their 40s, have high blood pressure, and it goes undiagnosed and can lead to a stroke. So
mm-hmm.
I cannot overemphasize that. I talk a lot about, you know, what should your body mass index be, and that's your height and weight and working together. So the taller you are, the more you can weigh. We like it to be under 25, but I also like to emphasize to my patients that if you're fit and you exercise regularly, that really overtakes the increased risk of being a little overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly it doesn't overtake the risk if you're obese, but being active and being, you know, physically fit does give you a lot of benefit. And then I also talk about your family history and what are the things that you need to know and what are the things that you need to report to your physician so that they can more adequately assess your risk.
Let's talk about that, Dr. Wood, family risk, because we were talking about that at the top of the show. And I was saying to our listeners that now, more often than not, when you go to the doctor wants to know more about, almost as much about your family history as he does about yourself.
Right, because your family history is sort of the thing that you can't change. And that's your genetics are kind of determined by your mother and your father. And when we talk about heart disease and increased risk, what we're talking about is sort of the early onset of heart disease. So where either a father or brother have a heart problem, blockage in an artery, heart attack, stroke, et cetera, before the age of 55, or the same in a woman before the age of 65. And when it occurs in a younger person in your family, that really increases your risk. Also, whether or not high blood pressure runs in your family, diabetes, has anyone in your family ever dropped dead without warning, which could suggest other conditions that can be inherited. So those are sorts of the things that we really like to tell people about so that they can, you know and kind of look into that history. And you know, if someone is adopted, it's really important that you do try to reach out to either the agency or your birth parent, if you know them, to get that information. This one young woman that I know, heart attack at 35, was exercising regularly and then just boom, suddenly developed chest pain. Of course, the EMTs came to her house and said, there's nothing wrong with you. You're having a panic attack.
Mm.
She, you know, called. She went in on her own, had a heart attack and had heart bypass surgery. And then it turns out when she got her family history, because she was adopted, her father had had a heart attack in his early 30s, which is a huge risk factor. But she didn't know, right? So she didn't know she was at risk. Luckily, she paid attention to her symptom, but I think that's why it's just so imperative that we do understand, you know, what is our family history and what does it mean?
Absolutely. Let me get a quick break here, but we're back with more right after this. Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams making this broadcast possible and also helping us to do what we do in the community. So we thank Williams Tax and Financial Services. Also, Axion Texas Louisiana. They make small loans to small business owners with limited sources to traditional credit. And if you are a business owner and you just need an infusion of cash or you need a small business loan, here's what you can do. You can phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, and they're going to put you on the right path. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, dish or satellite, and you can phone them for more information at 318-767-2220. And of course, our friends at St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining the show, we're talking to Dr. Melissa Wood The book is called A Holistic 10-Step Approach to Preventing and Healing Heart Disease for Women, Smart at Heart. And Dr. Wood, we were just having really an incredible conversation, as we do always during the break. And I was sharing with you that we've been sharing with our listeners my own journey through finding plaque and going through the process of having screenings. And you said something very important. You said that those screenings are really critical. I want you to talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I think it's so important because we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves and do the screenings. I think that, you know, as women, and I think the medical community has gotten very good at sort of making breast screenings with mammograms and pap smears sort of almost automated, that when you go in, they say, listen, you're due for this. Mm-hmm. So you absolutely 100% need to make sure that you get your pap smear and your mammogram. But in addition, as women, because, you know, one in three women will die from heart disease, that's, you know, blood vessel disease, stroke, et cetera. Because of that, we also need to do our screenings for our cholesterol and mm-hmm. our blood pressure. And if your doctor says, you know, there's something else we need to take a look at, we need to get it done. Because I think that, you know, some people live in this idea of no news is good news. Well, if you don't ask for the news, you're never going to know. And I think we cannot bury our heads in the sand and say, as long as I'm feeling okay, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with me. Because if you have cardiovascular disease or breast cancer or, you know, some other gynecologic problem, you may not feel bad until it's untreatable. Mm. And that's why we have to take those steps to manage our health so that we can be the best we can possibly be to those around us who depend on us on
Absolutely.
A daily basis.
Absolutely. One of the things that you talk about in the book, and I think that this will resonate with every single woman, and that is the issue of stress and how that affects our health.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting when I was writing the chapter on stress, it's sort of, I think that we all are blessed to have stress in our lives, because if you think about the things that make us stressed, they're usually good things. Children, work, a partner, you know, a house, mm-hmm. Activities, all the things that we're rushing around trying to get to on time. You know, the other night I was fortunate enough to be invited to do a book reading in Westboro, and which is a town not far from Concord. And my GPS was sending me in one direction, and my brain was telling me this is the wrong direction. I need to go in another way. So I picked up the phone and called a friend, and here I was rushing around, and my stress levels were high. And I thought, well, you know what? If I wasn't stressed about the potential of being late somewhere, there'd be something wrong with me. You know, mm-hmm. showing that my values are in the right place. But we do have stress every day, and I think that the type of stress that we have that's chronic, that's there every single day, that doesn't get better, that's associated with loss of control or a feeling of not having control, something like working under a very difficult boss or being in a very, you know, conflict-laden relationship, that kind of stress from which you don't get a break, that actually is really hard on our bodies and our brains, because it causes our stress hormones, those are the little chemicals released in our body, to go up into really abnormally high levels, then causing us to feel like we've always had 10 or 12 cups of coffee. Our heart is pounding. Our blood pressure is high. We may feel sweaty. We may kind of feel sick to our stomach every time we have to deal with someone or something that causes us to feel stressed. So I think it's so important that we turn down that stress level. And I offer the readers a number of different ways to do that. Something as easy as, you know, the relaxation response where you just teach yourself how to breathe, just to take deep breaths and just focus on one word or one thought for 3 or 4 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very helpful. Also, things like making a list. I can tell you that during the early times of the book, in the beginning of the book, when I talk about that stressful year I went through, there were many nights where I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, unable to sleep, worrying about one thing, worrying about the other thing. And what I learned that really helped was to get up in the middle of the night if you can't sleep. Don't fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Make a list of the things, a checklist. What's really bothering me? What are the top 5 things that I'm worried about? And then come up with a potential solution for each problem. You cannot necessarily change people. You cannot necessarily change situations, but you can change the way that you respond to those things And you can look around and say, okay, what are the possible solutions? What are the alternatives to this problem? And just by doing things like that, it really does take a load off your shoulders. And I think for women, we know that stress has now been identified as a significant risk factor for heart disease. It took a long time for us to recognize that because doctors, cardiologists are not psychologists, and we're not good at measuring things like stress.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really critical, Dr. Wooden. Excuse me for interrupting you, because a lot of times women don't really look at stress as a real problem, not only for their heart, but for our bodies. And it is a real, real issue.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very real issue. And I think it's present in most of our lives. And the one thing is, in a study that I've done in low-income, you know, women in Boston that really deal with stress every day, I mean, these women, you know, their health is like at the bottom of the priority list, because having a roof over their head, having a safe place to sleep at night, having food on the table for their children and their grandchildren, those are all at the top of the list. Taking care of themselves is at the bottom. And what we did was we tried to create an environment where they could reach out to one another and to a team of support nurses, health coaches, to really help get their lives in order. And we saw their stress levels drop dramatically at 1 and 2 years. And guess what? When their stress levels dropped, their blood pressures improved, their cholesterol numbers went down, you know, everything started going in the right direction.
Everything changed.
Yeah. Right. Right.
What we're going to do is we need to take a quick break here, but when we come back, this is what I want to talk about real quick. I want to talk about the new studies and what you talk about in the book, because we have experienced so many people in our network, family and friends have died. And we have always said that she died from a broken heart, but come to find out it is a real issue. So we need to learn how to protect our heart. We need to know what the symptoms are and what we should do. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we want to visit those things right after this. Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Carroll Furniture. They've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. They're located at 1819 Memorial Drive, or you can phone them at 318-448-8090. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She listens, she cares, but most importantly, she helps you to save. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts. Also, Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. And when I tell you that they are supporters of the OPT and supporters of this community, well, we thank Hank and Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services. Also, if you're needing your taxes done and you're in a Voiles Parish, we want you to phone Tonja's Professional Tax Service at 318-346-6788 or 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. If you're just joining the show this morning, it's all about heart-healthy women and how we can make that happen. Well, the way that we can make that happen is start by getting this book, Smart at Heart, a holistic 10-step approach to preventing and healing heart disease. The author of the book is Dr. Melissa Wood, and we welcome her back to the OPT. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break and before the break is broken heart syndrome. And Dr. Wood, you said you've seen it just in the last several months in your own practice.
I have. I've had three women in the past 4 months that I've treated who were all thought to be totally healthy with regard to their hearts, but they had some type of personal stress that led them to have this broken heart syndrome. And I sort of use broken heart syndrome, and I'll talk a bit about it, but I use it as an example of how stress is bad for our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of an extreme case where something enormously stressful happens, like we lose a loved one or we lose a job or someone, you know, really makes us feel just devastated emotionally. That's, you know, this extreme example, but smaller examples, I think we know that it can just chip away at our health. The broken heart occurs, like I said, in the setting of something devastating, and the heart muscle temporarily stops working well. Normally, your heart pumps very strongly, and in this condition, you feel chest pain, and it looks exactly like you've had a heart attack with the blood tests and the heart function, and the only way that they can really tell is by looking at the arteries of the heart. If they're fine, that tells you that whatever's happening is happening in the muscle itself, not because there's not enough blood getting there. And the good news is if it's diagnosed early and treated appropriately, the majority of people do fine. It's much more common in women. It's much more common in women after they've gone through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the great thing is that it gets almost completely better. One of my patients that I had took care of a month just before Christmas, her heart muscle function went down to 23%. And she was very sick, very depressed about this, very stressed about this, you know, what, my heart's abnormal, you know, am I going to die? and we got her on the medicines, supported her, got her into some cardiac rehabilitation, and I saw her on Thursday. Her heart muscle's normal. She is smiling. She's happy. She recognizes that she dodged a bullet, and she is doing everything she can to manage her stress, because what happened in her case, it wasn't dramatic. She had a fender bender, but a very, very mean person got out of his car and started screaming at her, and she's 76 years old.
Wow.
And she's lovely, and he screamed at her and made her feel awful, and she went home and had chest pain, and luckily, because she's a nurse, she called and came in immediately. But, you know, I mean, she could have done very, very badly had she stayed home and done nothing.
And so, Dr. Wood, what are the symptoms of an overstressed heart? And we talked about grief being one of those things and a broken heart, but are there any symptoms that women especially can take notice of that they, you know, especially if they're grieving at this point, that maybe I've gone over into a place that is not healthy for my heart? Are there any real symptoms?
Sure. I mean, I think that the symptoms of if there is actually a real problem. So I want to make sure that the, you know, listeners know that if you're feeling something like pressure in your chest, tightness in your chest or your jaw or your back, shortness of breath with exertion, palpitations or excessive or extreme fatigue or being tired, those things can all be signs that there actually is a problem going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stress alone can cause you just to feel like your heart is going to jump out of your chest, pounding in your chest, you know, a feeling of also being fatigued.
Because can't that easily, Dr. Wood, be mistaken for anxiety, where you would go to the doctor and he says you're having an anxiety attack?
Right. Well, that's why we talked first about if you really have symptoms of heart disease, those things. And then the second thing was if you're just under a lot of stress.
Right.
But the things that you can feel with stress can also be signs of heart disease. So for me, the way I help women know when to go is if you have something that's new or different and it's not going away quickly, then you need to get it checked out. And you know what? They told my friend, the patient who had the heart attack at 35, 36, they told her she was having a panic attack. But it's okay to go in and have them tell you that. It's not okay to stay home and have a heart attack,
right,
because you were afraid of someone making you feel bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you know when you're stressed or anxious, but if it comes on and it's not really in the setting of something stressful, or it is and it isn't going away, that's really when you need to get it checked out.
And tell women what the difference, or how they would know if they're having heart palpitations, because can that be misconstrued for something else too?
So palpitations really are extra beats of the heart, or irregular beats. So if you feel that your heart's jumping around in your chest, that you need to sit down and take your pulse. And if your pulse is elevated, say over 120, and you're not exercising at that time, that's important for you to know and to tell your doctor. And if it's not getting better, you feel lightheaded or dizzy, then you actually need to go in and get it taken care of. And you shouldn't drive yourself. You should either call an ambulance or ride with someone if you're having those types of palpitations. The other type of palpitations that's much more common and really not dangerous is when you feel an occasional skip. So you might be sitting in bed at night. Women oftentimes have a thinner chest than a man, when they're lying on their left side, they'll feel their heart skipping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not unusual to have one or two or three skips every minute. It's just an extra beat of your heart and really isn't dangerous unless it's occurring more frequently or makes you feel tightness in your chest, dizziness, or lightheadedness. But those are basically the two types of palpitations that people can have.
Good. And so the book, again, is a holistic 10-step approach to preventing and healing heart disease for women, Smart at Heart. Dr. Wood, I want you to tell people what you hope is the most important thing that they will take away from the book.
So the most important message that I want to give people is that you are in control of your health. And you can figure out the areas of your big picture that need the most help. You know, I go through these 10 different bridges in your life, but maybe it's stress. Maybe you're suffering from depression. Maybe you're in a bad relationship. Maybe you're working for someone who's tough. You know, maybe you feel like your environment isn't safe or isn't right for you. All of these different things, each one of them can be important to each person individually, and you have to figure out what is that area of my life that needs the most work. Do I need to start exercising? Do I need to eat better? Do I need to lose some weight? Don't overwhelm yourself trying to do everything and make improvements in every area. Find that one area that needs the most work and come up with strategies and get some support from your friends and loved ones to really pull it off and keep working on it and have faith in yourself. But again, biggest message, take control over your health. You know, you're in charge. And you know, reach to that higher power, reach to those other people when you need it, but take care of yourself.
Absolutely. The book, again, Smart at Heart, a holistic 10-step approach to preventing and healing heart disease for women. Dr. Melissa Wood is the author. Dr. Wood, I want to thank you so much for spending the very earliest and busiest part of your morning with us right here on Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Thank you very much. Take care and have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Hang on for me, Dr. Wood. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back after this. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-free living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. You can phone them at 318-442-0106. And also tobacco-free living. Now every single person can breathe clean air at work. If you're just joining the show, we're just wrapping up a conversation with Dr. Melissa Wood. She's the author and also cardiologist of Smart at Heart, a holistic 10-step approach to preventing and healing heart disease for women. And many of you heard our conversation, my conversation actually with Dr. Jones, and we were talking about those screenings. And one of the last things that I asked Dr. Wood is, she was diagnosed about 5 years ago with breast cancer, if she was okay. She said she is 5 years clear of cancer and she is good. And she said, one thing is for certain, you can bet I am not going to miss my screenings. Not only are we talking about mammograms, but we're talking about the screenings that Dr. Jones and DeWitt are offering at their office. It is critical. And she and I were talking about the screening that I actually had on air with the cardio, looking at my carotid arteries on ultrasound, and that they did find some plaque, not a lot, but for my age and the way that I exercise and eat, you would have thought maybe that it would not have been there. And so one of the things that she talks about so many things in the book, and we mention all the time knowledge being powerful. And, you know, if you're having issues with a family of heart disease, a mom, an aunt, a grandmother, this is a book that you really need to take a look at, Smart at Heart, because it really breaks it down and it lets us know how much our stress level plays a part, a huge role in what's happening with our body. And so yesterday I actually made a commitment, and I know that many of us do, to stop worrying. And you know, it is not our way of showing God how concerned and how great we are. It is really saying, God, I really don't trust you, or I only trust you so much that I think you need my help. And I'm one of those people that's very guilty. You know, today I'm giving it to God, tomorrow I'm picking it up, or later on this afternoon. And so this morning yesterday, I just really wanted to make this commitment, and I hope that you'll make it with me, that all of our cares, all of our concerns, all of the things that we're worried about, whether it's our health, whether it's our kids, whether it's our marriage, whatever it is, that we'll take all of those things as they come into our heart and into our mind, and we'll roll them over, and we'll just cast them over to God, just as the Word says to do. Because let's face it, if you're going through something, the only thing that you can do is the next right thing. They say you need to get the test. We'll get the test. Get the test and see what happens. That's what I'm doing this morning. I'm getting the test on my thyroid. I'm going to have my TSH this morning, and I'm going to have another ultrasound of my thyroid. I'm just going to get the test. And, you know, I was having this really, really great conversation with Rosa Fields last week, and I was just calling to say, Rosa, you know, we're praying for you. We're thinking of you. And how are you doing? And sometimes the encourager needs to be encouraged. And Rosa, I hope you're listening, because I felt so much more encouraged after our conversation, because what we realize is that we're all here just for a time. Nobody's going to live forever. And so what we've got to do is be the best that we can be while we're here. And we have to act like the word is true. You see, we know the scriptures, and we talk about the scriptures. And let me tell you, it's easy to have faith when it's not you. It's easy to have faith for somebody else. But when you really, really say that you know God, and that's what Rosa was saying, we know the word is true. And because we know it's true, we have to act like and go about our day and our life like it's true, because it is true. And that is so easy, but yet hard sometimes. But you know what? You're either going to do it or you're not. And I guess I'm just really preaching to me this morning, and I hope maybe it's helping you as well, because, you know, all the things that you ever worried about, at the end of the day, it turned out fine. And then when you went back and you wondered why you were so worried, you don't even know, because it all was okay at the end of the day. And so if this Monday morning you're dealing with the stress of your workday, of your life, of everything that's going on, I would say, if you believe in a source higher than yourself, and that source I choose to call God, then why not give it to Him? He doesn't need our help. It's like the other morning, DC gave me this really cool bracelet, and I was telling you guys that for Christmas, the charm bracelet that I had wanted, and he was helping me to, and I asked him to put it on. Well, I'm helping him to put the bracelet on. Well, it doesn't take both of us to put the bracelet on. He said, either you want me to put it on or you're going to put it on. And I think God really says the same thing. Either you're going to handle it or I'm going to handle it. Well, guess what? It didn't take two people to handle it. And when you've got somebody that knows everything about everything, why not let him handle it? It's just like that bracelet. It doesn't take two people to put it on. And when you try to help to put it on, all you do is end up just creating a cluster. So if that's true this morning, and you're driving in this morning, and you're a little bit off kilter, because what I realized is that maybe I was a little bit off kilter this morning because I had to remind myself that all those things that I'm concerned about, that I'm just giving them to God, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I just hope that that's a word for you this morning. Going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back to wrap up right after this.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas. On Point Talk. God bless us.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in specialty medical equipment. And if you have had breast surgery, more specifically, a mastectomy, and you need prosthesis, well, you want to start with Aggressive Health Solutions. Not only do they have a great team, expert and certified bra fitters, but they also have a team of people that can help you with Medicaid and Medicare. And they explain to you how it works, and they let you know what you can get in terms of your bras and your prosthesis. So phone Helen Velada and her team at Aggressive Health Solutions at 318-445-4733. And I guarantee you, they'll help you and they'll have all of the right answers. And they're so compassionate and so caring about helping you. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. And you can phone them in Bunkie at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. And of course, B&E Hair Salon, that's Nora Clayton and her team. You can phone Nora Tuesday through Saturday for an appointment by phoning 318-442-7204. Also, just like to remind you about Carol Henry Kinder at Pathway Advisors LLC. Listen, if you are going through a financial situation and you really realize that you haven't created financial goals for yourself and you're just starting to save for your future, or you're an investor that you've got all sorts of experience, well, Carol Henry Kinder can help you. And you can visit Carol at 114-1446 Dorchester Drive or phone 318-448-8600. Again, 1446 Dorchester Drive or phone 318-448-8600. You know, every single day we try to bring you information that will help you. And we hope that when you take your financial future and bring it into perspective, that you'll really understand that having a financial advisor is really the key to getting your financial goals and getting on track. Again, we want to thank Dr. Melissa Wood. The book is Smart at Heart, a holistic 10-step approach to preventing and healing heart disease for women. And you know what? We're going to be talking a lot about women and heart disease this month. And not only this month, but every month, because too many women are having heart attacks and we don't have to have heart attacks. But of course, we're not paying attention to our bodies. We're not paying attention to stress. And many of us talk about stress just like we talk about drinking water. It's just a way of life. You know, it is something that we all have. But unless we find better ways to deal with stress, we're going to continue to wear our bodies down. And you know what? Our bodies can only take so much. And so this is why we try to bring you the best information, the best experts to help you to get better. And one of the things that she talked about in the book is that if you are a smoker, you need to try to cut back and you need to eventually stop, because that's another health hazard and another issue that prevents our heart from doing what it needs to do. And Dr. Jones is a proponent of non-smoking. And so those are just some of the things that we're going to talk about. And one of the things that I want to remind you and I want you to remember today is loving yourself. We talk about Valentine's Day and lovers. But what we're seeing is that enough of us are not loving ourselves. And when we start to love ourselves, we'll start to cut down on our stress level. We'll start to take better care of ourselves. We'll start to look at what we're eating. And when we love ourselves, then we'll be able to take better care of ourselves, i.e. taking care of our families and the people around us. So that's just fruit for thought this morning. I hope that you're having a good Monday and you're getting your week started off on point. And get it started right by rolling all of those things over this morning. We want to thank you, as always, so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself today and have a great and a safe Monday. And we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. You've been on Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.